Be'ez Hashem Zbaruch, we begin Perek Shishi, the sixth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Avodah Zarah, mourning the Sefer Shoftim book of Judges, which in this Perek we continue to the previous Perakim, going through from the moment of death to the Shiva. And now in this Perek regarding the Shleishim, the 30-day period after the death. As Rambam gives a Halacha Av regarding what are the prohibitions on the mourner. Medivri Seifim from rabbinic law, Shiyya Avol Noig B'miktsas Dira Avelis, that the mourner should conduct himself with some of the Halachas of mourning, Kol Shleishim Yam, for entire of 30 days. Where did the sages get this to rely on this idea of 30 days? Shlomo says in the pasuk in the Devarim by the fast tire where she's taken captive, but it says that she cries over her father and her mother now that she's disconnected from them for a month of days. We see that when someone's mourning, disconnected from their relative, there's a pain for 30 days. Halacha beis. Now the elu dvarim shavu l'asbem kol shleishim yam. What are the things that the mourner is forbidden from this rabbinic law for all 30 days? Is also patispires, it's forbidden in cutting of the hair, or begiuts and wearing pressed clothing, or when they're soon getting married, and of parties, to go for business from one country to another country, from one state to another one. Hakol, all these are chamish dvam, are five things. Halacha gimel, explaining these five items. So the first one is regarding hair cutting. But patispires ketzad, what does that mean that there's a prohibition of cutting hair? So, k'shem sh'as l'sapa kol sar gufoy, just like his prohibition of cutting all the hair of his body, or l'galeich safama, or to cut, trim his mustache, or look at tziparnav, or to cut his fingernails b'chli with a tool, with a utensil, kol shiva, all the days of the shiva, the 7 days. K'chasa kol shleishim yam. So from rabbinic law, it's also all 30 days. Now, b'med v'mum, when do we say this? B'ish. This applies to a man. Of b'isha, by a woman, muteres ben atila seyer l'acha shabbat, she permitted to go ahead and cut her hair after the 7 day period. But for a man, that's up until 30 days. And regarding when he's mourning for his father or his mother, then he has to let his hair grow until it's like a very, very overwhelming amount of hair. Or until his friends provoke him and say, hey, what's going on? You look way disheveled. Halacha dal. V'chein so too, regarding the next item of freshly pressed clothing. It's forbidden to wear clothing that are white, new, and pressed. Kol shleishim yam for the 30 days after the passing. And this is echad ish v'echad isha, whether a man or a woman. But let's say it's sabun mugatzim, let's say it was colored clothing and pressed. Then return, that would be permitted because the pressing is not so recognizable when it's not white. V'chinim lo hayuk chadashim, so if it wasn't new, apishim levon mugatzim, even if it's white and pressed, return, that would also be permitted because the press doesn't last so long when it's not new because it gets crumpled up pretty quickly. So that's not the prohibition. And a clay pishon regarding linen garments, in Bepeshem Gietz, there's no problem about this pressed clothing. And moreover, after 30 days, permitted to have the freshly pressed clothing, even if he's in mourning for his parents, which goes up until a year. Halacha continues with the next item, the prohibition of getting married. But the Sun Ketzad, what's this prohibition about getting married? So, also, Lisa Isha, Kosh Shleishim Yam, he's not allowed to get married to a woman for 30 days after the mourning started. But a mutl arsa, but he's allowed to get engaged to a woman. Even on the day of the death of his relative, now if someone's own wife passed away, then imkvar kim mitzvah, if he already fulfilled his commandment of having children, he had a boy and a girl, and v'yeshle mishim meshenu, he also has someone that could attend to him. So it's not like he doesn't have any help, and v'in leban k'tam doesn't have any small children that he needs a wife to help out with. Then Harizah also, when it's regarding his wife who had passed away, then it's forbidden Lisa Isha Cheres to get married to another woman until 3 Yom Tevim pass, that because of his mind is still with his old wife. But if someone did not yet fulfill his mitzvah of being fruitful and multiplying, or he fulfilled it, but the Yeshlemon coming has small children, or he doesn't have someone to help him out, then he's actually allowed to get engaged, allowed to get married right away. The only thing is, he's just not allowed to be intimate with her until 30 days have passed. So too, if a woman was in mourning, she should not have intimacy until 30 days pass, although she's allowed to get married. Halacha vav, we're going to participating, the prohibition of participating in parties. So simchas mereyos, parties, festivities of friendship. Now, if he had an obligation to pay back right away because there was a bunch of friends, every time someone else would make the party and it's his turn, he has to pay it up right away. So then, but then he's allowed to do this party right after the 7 days are over. But if he doesn't have any obligation to pay back anything, then he's not allowed to enter into parties with friends up until 30 days have passed. Now, when we say this, after 30 days he's allowed to bishar kol mesim, when he's in mourning over any other relative. But if he's mourning for anyone of his parents, then benkach and benkach, whether it's one that he has to pay back, doesn't have to pay back, it doesn't make a difference. Leikons l'simcha merez, and I'll go into a festive party until 12 months have passed. L'chachas, regarding the obligation of minimizing the amount of business that he does. I'll call him kulam. Now, if he's a mourning for a regular relative that passed away, he's allowed to go out and go for business after 30 days have passed. But if he's mourning for one of his parents, that's only only till his friends provoke him. They tell him, no, lechem only come with us already. Only then would he be allowed to go. Not just automatically after the 30 days have passed. Halachatas. So to alkol ha-mesim kulam. When he's mourning for all other dead relatives, Ratzah, if he wants to, memayk be'iskai, he can diminish the amount of business that he does. Ratzah ain't memayk, if he wants to, he does not, after the shib is over, he's allowed to go ahead and do business, doesn't have to minimize. When it's not regarding traveling, it's just doing business. But if he's mourning for his parents, memayk be'iskai, for the entire shleishim, for the entire 30 days, he has to minimize the amount of business that he does. Now, halacha yud, regarding this last clause, now, ha'ilch memakim memakim, this who is in mourning for his parents. If he's going from place to place, if you can minimize the amount of business he's doing, you might ask to minimize. But if let's say not, because no one did to help him out, so he should purchase what he needs for the journey, whatever he needs to survive, but not more than that. Regarding if the one who survives is living in the city where the relative who passed away is actually hanging. If a woman's husband was hanging in the city, or his wife is hanging, or his parents, so also he's not allowed to dwell in that city until the flesh has already decomposed. But up until then, he's not allowed to be living there with that. But now, but if it was a metropolis, it was a large city like Antuchia, so then then you just have to live on the other side of town, when they're not hanging over there. But in the neighborhood where they're hanging, it's forbidden for that person to be living there at that time. Halachi Beis, regarding when does the mourning cease? When does it end? So Yom Shvi, which that's one period of the Avelis, the seventh day, Miktsas Kekule. Part of the seventh day, meaning already in the morning, is like already the whole day has gone by. And so B'hu'ay L'kan L'kan, it's actually considered the end of the Shiva. And since that's already it's been seven. So the rest of the day is considered like the beginning of the next day for the Shleishim. And lefikach, therefore, mutil chabis, you're allowed to go ahead and do laundry, v'lirchetz, and to wash himself, v'lasas, charadvam, and do all other things, v'yam shvi, ready on the seventh day, you don't have to wait till the seventh day is over. V'chen yam shleishim, so to the 30th day, miktsas kekule, part of it is ready like the whole thing. And if a mutil asapa l'gayetz, v'yam shleishim, all those things that we said you're not allowed to do for the shleishim, you're allowed to ready do on day 30 to cut the hair and to ready wear and do the pressing of the clothing on the day 30. Now, alochid gimel, regarding a unique situation, if someone has a double mourning. Misha tachvu avelav. If someone has that one mourning took him right into a situation of another mourning. V'hich b'tzari. And he nalakad is here, but now his hair is weighing him down because he already went straight into another mourning. So make up a tie. He's allowed to lighten the load of his hair with a razor, but he can't take a regular haircut with scissors. So to mechabes k'susa b'mayim, he's allowed to wash his clothing in water. Avelib anasta. He cannot use detergent, lebechol, not use sand. So to berichas kol guf b'tzayin, he can wash his whole body with cold water, avalei b'chamenat with hot water. V'chein so to mishu tachvu avalav. If someone has this continuous mourning, ubam v'nin ziyam, now he's coming from overseas where he was busy there doing business and didn't get a chance to cut his hair until he comes back home, and then he gets mourning after mourning, or mesa shivya, or he was a captive, or shayotam mesa zum, or he was let out of jail, or shayim menudo, or he was excommunication, who was not allowed to cut his hair, and then mahutta was permitted, or shayim mudo, or he had taken a neder. And then Minishal Nidai Buhutra, but then he went to the Rav and he asked to undo his neder and he was permitted. Or whoever's going out from a situation of ritual impurity to purity where no one was able to cut his hair when he was tummy because they're gonna come tummy whenever they touch him. So all these situations, since it was extended and under the circumstances, Hadil Magalchim and Me'evlim, they're allowed to cut their hair in their days of mourning in a normal way. And this is not just with a razor, this is even with a regular scissor. Since they had this continuous mourning after mourning, they didn't have an opportunity before the mourning even was because they were beyond their control because they were perturbed. They were either overseas or captive and all the thing. So then you're allowed to go ahead and even take a haircut in normal way.